honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
What the fork are you eating? Yeah, you heard me right. I said, what the fork are you eating? That is the wonderful book by our guest, Stephanie Sachs, who joins us now. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
It's so great to have you on. This book is so great. And I have to say that title is brilliant. I love to say it. I've already said it twice.
I know a lot of people love to say the title, even my children. So,
And they can get away with it, right?
They actually can, believe it or not.
Oh, my goodness. So what the fork are we eating? I mean, apparently a lot of things that are really not very good for us. And sometimes even the things that they say are good for us can be deceiving. So jump into both ends of this.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, where I'd like to actually start this conversation is that everybody has a different starting point. And the key to this book is that, you know, nutrition mavens and neophytes can grab something from it to understand sort of the truth about our food. And the reality is we've been duped for decades, beyond decades, by our food industry. And we've bought into marketing and not real health. And so what I try to do in this book is really unfold some of the things that are in our food or being done to our food that are not great, what they are, why they're bad, and the better alternatives, because I'm all about solutions. You know, I'm tired of talking about all the problems and putting Band-Aids on the problems. I want to give people the tools to really be able to help themselves without fear-mongering, without blowing people up or blowing companies up. I really just want to give people knowledge, because in the end, and I've said this many times before, I don't care what somebody chooses to eat. I just want you to do it from a place of knowledge, rather than from a place of not understanding what you're doing.
We're with you. I mean, totally. I mean, that's really what Naturally Savvy is all about. We're about the solution. So I love that you say that. I mean, we wrote a book called Unjunk Your Junk Food. I mean, it's a matter of saying what's good, what's not, and what can we eat.
I love your book.
Thank you.
Isn't her book great?
I love your book. And, you know, and I bought that book a while back. And I have to say, it is such a useful book. And the reason why is, you know, I don't want to preach to people, don't ever do this, don't ever do that. Just do me a favor. If you're going to do it, know what you're doing and know why
Thank
you're
you.
Doing it, you know?
Thank if you. The woman, I appreciate that.
Yeah, and if the woman I see at my son's hockey game wants to pour red Gatorade into her screaming 18-month-old bottle, by all means, do it. Just please know why you're doing it. And know what's in that beverage before you give your already hyperactive child something that causes hyperactivity.
And let them know that they don't have to necessarily use Gatorade, but there's so many better options that don't have the food coloring and don't have all those other ingredients, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, I love it.
Exactly. And it's all about the better-for-you alternative. So it's not making people feel bad about what they can't do. It makes somebody hopefully feel good about what they can do, because you know, for years, being in the trenches, working with people in their homes, in groups, seeing what people are up against, whether they live in low-income communities or they're financiers or celebrities, it's everybody's dealing with the same thing. You're on an even playing field as far as I'm concerned when you're dealing with illness and you come to me for help. And I see first-line problems. What do you do when you get diagnosed with cancer or, you know, like you had earlier on the show, with candida or with food allergies or with gastrointestinal problems? What do you do when you get diagnosed? I mean, there is no silver bullet. There is no magic pill. It's actually the beginning of a new type of education and a new type of living. And I have to meet people where they're at.
It's so true. You know what? It's so true, because if you don't, and they're not going to listen to you anyway. So you really, you got to talk to them where they're at in terms of like exactly what you just said. Don't overwhelm them. Once they get overwhelmed, you've lost them. So the key is you really want to get them in with tips, with easy things that they can really say, well, this is easy. I can do this. So what I'd love to know, Stephanie, is what are the ones, let's talk about first, what are some of your big no-nos of like, you know what, I'm never giving my kids these. And then what are some tips that you can help people to, you know, help them make those better choices?
Okay, well, the first thing, I like to start out by saying there really are no forbidden foods, even though I never give my kids certain things. My kids do go to birthday parties, and they get to eat what the other kids eat. My kids do go to the movies, and if they want sweethearts, they can have sweethearts. I try not to be too militant, because I think in the end what you do is create sort of an orthorexic situation, which is, you know, are we clean eating our way to illness? So what I try to do is approach it, you know, 70 to 80% of the time, if you can eat, you know, whole foods, real foods, you're doing a great job. And for me, you know, the constant conversation points in our house are typically the food dyes, which is there's so much research out there that is really talking about the ill effects of food dyes. They have to be labeled on foods in Europe and not in this country. They have to have a warning label in Europe. So it's just quite interesting that our country is so loose on regulations, on food regulations. Genetic modification is another one. I just don't think we know enough about it. I think we've been a science experiment for biotech for decades without knowing it. I think artificial sweeteners are really scary also. I mean, very, very scary.
I would concur.
So those are, you know, if you're going to take out of my top 10, if you're going to take what are the worst, I would say, you know, artificial colors, genetic modification. I think my top 10 is really my top 10, you know, when it boils down to it. Yeah. So, you know, trans fats, artificial flavors, chemical preservation. I think there's some really scary chemical preservatives out there, like BHT, TBHQ, GMOs. I think the overuse of antibiotics is scary. The overuse of hormones is scary. I think chemical pesticide residues, to a certain extent, can be pretty scary. But there are ways to navigate all this, and that's where I like to look at and live, is sort of in this hopeful area, where if you understand the tools that are out there, so for navigating pesticides, for example, download the Environmental Working Group Pesticides and Produce, or the Dirty Dozen, and you can navigate how you can limit pesticide residues in your diet, in your kids' diet. That's a great starting point. To understand labels on animal foods, most specifically, there's a great app called Labels Exposed by Animal Welfare Approved, or AWA. That's a great option also. So, and also Food Scores Database by the Environmental Working Group is another wonderful app where you can literally download that. You can photo the barcode in of any food, and you can learn about ingredients, nutrition, and processing about this food.
Oh, that is so cool.
Yeah, so what I like to tell people is start to get an edible education. You know, I just did a TED talk, a TEDx talk on this particular topic, how small changes in food choice can make big everyday differences. And rather than trying to go and revamp everything, pick one or two things. If your kids are regularly drinking Gatorade and other types of sports drinks, or these quote-unquote energy bars or power bars, start to replace them with better fuel alternatives.
Exactly.
Baby steps, right?
Like,
one thing. Go on.
Oh, I was going to say, like an Unjunk Your Junk Food, you can get tons of information. All right. The book is What the Fork Are You Eating? Stephanie Sacks. Tell us where we can get the book and how we can learn more about you.
Oh, gosh. Well, you can get the book, you know, on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, Indie Books, wherever books are sold, obviously, bookstores. You can learn more about me at stephaniesacks.com. That's Stephanie with an S for food. And you can sign up for my blog. And I have a radio show called Stirring the Pot on NPR affiliate WPTV.
Very cool.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, fun. Well, I want to thank you so much, everyone. Thanks for listening. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Have a great day and stay well.